Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta features 426 guest rooms, 16,000 square feet of meeting and event space, several dining options, including art bar, a gastro pub serving locally inspired fare and cocktails, along with an indoor-outdoor swimming pool and patio, 11 landscaped acres of walking trails, and a convenient location to all the attractions located north of Atlanta. Visit www.sonesta.com/Gwinnett Place to learn more about what we have to offer for your next getaway, meeting, or event.
Tom, we need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting business leaders in our area. Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Ferritech. Ferritech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in the beautiful Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel. I'm Mike Salmon. Steve and Julian is off today during spring break on vacation with the family, so we'll have them back next time. But we've got some great guests here in the studio joining us on the show. From TPC Sugarloaf, we have the general manager, Mike Maloney, and the director of sales and marketing, Jeff Gillard, in the house. And also joining us from Tiger Mountain Vineyards, it's Lisa Ezard. But before we get to our guests, I want to let you know that Ferritech, one of our big partners here on the show, they've been in business for 25 years by manufacturing top-of-the-line toner supplies and offering outstanding customer service. Ferritech offers a 100% guarantee on all Ferritech products, so you know they stand behind their quality. For more information, visit Ferritech. That's Ferratech.com. All right, our first guest on the program today from TPC Sugarloaf. Now, the Sugarloaf Country Club is a beautiful neighborhood right down the road from our studio here in Duluth off Sugarloaf Parkway. The TPC Sugarloaf, that's the golf course and the clubhouse and all that, and a lot of changes going on, and we're excited to talk about that, but I'm going to bring in Mike Maloney and Jeff Gillard with TPC Sugarloaf, and good morning, guys.
Good morning. How are you?
Wait. What was that sound effect, Trey?
Wrong.
The Donald Trump wrong?
Yeah.
Did I already say it? Jeff Gillard?
Yeah, you practiced Gilland, it a bunch Gilland. Of times, but
Gillard. I told you when the show begins and the light goes on, I mess it up. Did I say Gillard?
You did.
Gillard.
It's Gillen, but
did I get right the first time
right before the show?
No,
I missed it both times.
Yeah. Wrong.
Thank you, Donald. All right, sorry, Jeff and Mike. Tell us about TPC Sugarloaf and what you guys are all about.
So as you said, we are a gated community, Sugarloaf Country Club, and TPC Sugarloaf sits in the center of that community. We're owned by the PGA Tour, and while we do have golf, we are a full service country club and more of a lifestyle offering. We've got a sports center with fitness, personal trainers. We've got 14 tennis courts, pool, a slide, baby pool. We do a lot more than golf, but we do golf pretty well too. We've got 27 championship holes. We host some great events there. And, one misconception about Sugarloaf is a TPC Sugarloaf is to be a member that you must live in the community. It's actually not true. We've got a number of outside members, outside the gate members, and they help support everything that we do there. And, we are owned by the PGA Tour, as I said. And so a lot of our focus of what we're doing is all about charity and giving back. So that's what a number of our events revolve around at the club. And we've got a great group of members, and they're always behind our charitable efforts. So it's really a great place to be.
All right. And it's a great place to join right now and a great place to be right now because of the enhancements going on and the improvements. $20 million worth of enhancements. What's going on out there?
Yeah, we're going to the club's 20 years old. So it's time to reinvest into it. And the PGA Tour takes its brand very seriously and the Sugarloaf brand very seriously and our commitment to the members very seriously. So we are going to do just about $20 million in renovations. That's going to be everything from our sports center, where we're going to renovate the fitness center, add a healthy cafe. We're going to have a full-service restaurant there. On the golf course, we're redoing everything from irrigation. We're changing grasses. Currently, we're Bermuda tees and fairways and bent grass greens, which struggle when it gets hot in the Atlanta market. So we're going to go to Bermuda greens and Zoysia tees and fairways. We're going to do what we call vertical improvements, meaning our grill for our golfers and inside the main clubhouse was going to get a lot of attention and updating. So we're really excited. You know, the club in the last year after the announcement of this renovation and some of the specials that we're running, pre-renovation specials, membership has never been more popular right now and a lot of traffic through the club. So things are good.
Are all these improvements being done at one time or is it over an extended time period?
We started on one of our nines last fall and that'll open this October. We're doing, from a golf perspective, we're doing nine holes at a time. That way our members are never shut out. They'll always have 18 holes of golf. Secondly, from a food and beverage perspective, we're going to do the full service restaurant and the cafe up at the sports center starting this August. It'll reopen in May. And then at that point, that's when we'll move to the main clubhouse and renovate the food and beverage operation, the main clubhouse. So our members will never be displaced completely. So yeah, it's going to take place over a couple of years, but we're already well into it. And what we've done so far looks fantastic. So it's getting a lot of positive feedback.
You mentioned, Mike, that that it's now open to people that want to join that are not residents of Sugarloaf Country Club. What are the types of memberships? Because there may be people listening that go, well, that sounds great, but I'm not a golfer. So what are maybe some of the other kinds of memberships that include golf and that don't include golf?
Sure. Well, one thing, we've always sold memberships outside the gates. So that's not necessarily a new thing for us. But I think that's just a general misconception that you've got to live in there to join there. We've got tremendous support inside of the gates, but we also have a facility that can support more than the support inside the gate. So we've got a range of memberships. We've got young professional memberships. We've got family memberships. We've got swim and tennis memberships. We've got corporate memberships. Of late, we introduced a new product in our corporate membership line, which allows a corporation to designate up to 8 designees for that membership to where they can entertain at the club, whether it's food and beverage, golf, swim, tennis, and it includes all their cart fees, which is something we've never done before. So we're trying to just make it a very simple, all-inclusive package. And that's a membership that's been getting a lot of attention of late.
For those that are familiar with Sugarloaf Country Club, and again, this is all located off Sugarloaf Parkway in Duluth, obviously beautiful homes in there. So people might be thinking, okay, I cannot afford TPC Sugarloaf. Give us an idea of the range of the cost of membership so people have at least an idea.
Sure. We've got, from a monthly standpoint, we go anywhere from $250 a month to $652, depending on which amenities you'd like to package. And then from an initiation standpoint, we've got individual or family memberships that go anywhere from $10,000 to $20,000 as a one-time upfront. And then we've got corporate memberships that maybe, depending on which tier you choose, maybe somewhere between 50 and 90,000.
Okay. Jeff, Director of Sales and Marketing, what's your role with TPC Sugarloaf?
For me at TPC Sugarloaf, almost everything, I'd say membership with this renovation going on right now, that's given us a lot of marketing opportunity, hence one of the reasons we're here today. But basically anything membership, both from a sales perspective, bringing in new members and introducing them to the club, but also equally, if not more important, is on the retention side. The members that we have offered a significant amount of support. Some of those that have been original members since 97, when the club was, club's inception, to anybody that's just been, you know, maybe just 6 months or 1 year. So they're the reason that we do what we do. And so not just a sales side, but also, you know, making sure that our members are, that they made the right decision to join us.
How do people become members, I guess, in the first place? What's the process?
So typically the process, there's a variety of ways in which a prospective member, if you will, somebody interested in membership will come to us. And that could be just simply they're relocating to the area. As we know, I think, you know, Atlanta's a fairly transient market. You know, they relocate to the area for work. But, you know, again, support of the membership, you know, we've gotten a number of current members that have referred new members. So from there, it's somewhat individualized. It is catered to that person, that family. We have some folks that, you know, come, they've been to the club before, they've participated or, you know, been present at the Mitsubishi Electric Classic or the Bell South or the AT&T that we've hosted over the years. So they'll come to us that way. It's basically, you know, what are they looking to use the club for, and how can we, you know, show them the how they would most benefit from what we have to offer and the experience that they can have.
We're talking with Mike Maloney and Jeff Gilland with TPC Sugarloaf here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Our audience is, you know, business owners, business leaders, entrepreneurs, executives, people like that, as you might expect for business radio. Are there things specific for business owners or business leaders that that you'd like to say to them or that you're looking for?
Well, I think that the obvious is that it's a fantastic place to entertain. And when you align your company with our brand and the PGA Tour and that experience, I mean, it just doesn't get any better than that in that world. Outside of that, the inter-club networking through events and the cross-section of business leaders that we've got at the club, it's hard to get those names and those leaders all in the same room, which we do quite often. From that standpoint, you can't pay for those meetings, and that happens in a social setting. It happens on the golf course. It happens at, you know, maybe a wine and cheese event. But we work very hard to take our members and introduce them to members that are like-minded or where they might see some benefit, because that's part of what we do. There's a value-added proposition to being a member at Sugarloaf. So we look for those opportunities and work hard to make those connections.
We also have, within our network, we have what's called the TPC Passport Program, which, you know, a lot of businesses that are here in the Atlanta market also have offices in various other areas, different states, even in some cases, different countries. So the TPC Passport Program is something that allows our members, you know, our full golf members and also our corporate members to take advantage of all nearly 100 clubs that are located throughout the United States, but also internationally. Europe, Asia, you know, is really popular for us. So those partnerships that we have with those reciprocal clubs is also a huge benefit. Again, not just to our family members that are traveling on whether it's business or pleasure, but also our corporate members that have that perhaps travel for business but have offices in those respective locations.
All right, let me make sure I understand. So if you're a member of TPC Sugarloaf, you have some privileges at the other TPC clubs around the nation, around the world?
Absolutely. We've got a list of over 100. And so, for example, if you were going to do business in Philly and you wanted a place to kind of call home, you could go to TPC Yasna Polana, get a meeting room there, play some golf, entertain. And we set that up for you. We've got a concierge center. So that's just to name one. We've got, as I said, over 100. So it's not just about going somewhere to play golf. You know, you can host a meeting, you can host a wedding, there are a number of different benefits so your membership travels, which is pretty cool.
All right. For the golfers that are listening, talk about the course. How challenging is the course of TPC Sugarloaf? I've actually played there a couple of times. It's challenging to me, but I stink at golf. So a putt-putt course is challenging to me. But for a real golfer, how would you rate the course?
Well, it's challenging for me too, Mike. You know, some of us don't get to play as much as Jeff, so I don't think he finds it all that challenging. But I do. Actually, you know,
it's very forgiving, I think, in a way, because I mean, there's rough and everything, but a lot of the fairways are pretty wide.
Yeah, and you know, we've got a number of different tee boxes. So yeah. Provided you pick the tee box that's right for you and your skill level, I think everybody has a good time. It's a fantastic layout. You know, it's Greg Norman's first design in the United States. Greg and his team are involved right now with the renovations that we're doing, trying to make a few things a little more player friendly. But for the most part, we don't have to do a whole lot of tweaking because it is very fair. If you want to take it all the way to the back where the big boys play from, you're going to get everything you want. And if you want to move up a little bit, you know, it's going to accommodate your game. So I think it fits all levels of player, and design, layout, and conditioning is fantastic.
The $20 million in renovations, are you maybe adding a tee box in front of the ladies' tee for people like me?
We don't have a ladies' tee. We've got forward tees, Mike. I don't think we're going to add any more.
My ignorance when it comes to golf.
I don't think we're going to add any more tees at this point, but I think we've got a yardage that'll suit your game.
Okay, so we're being politically correct. They're not called ladies' tees anymore?
I don't know that they ever were. We call them forward tees, Mike.
Okay. Wrong. Forward tees. Okay. All right. You guys mentioned, you know, Jeff, you mentioned AT&T and Bell South. It's now it's the Mitsubishi Electric Classic, which is the Champions Tour event out there. Talk about your relationship with the tournament.
Yeah. So for those that don't know, Monty Ortel recently came on, I believe it was maybe September that he started as the tournament director there. So, you know, we've been working and Mike's been here since last February, myself since last September. So we're all kind of relatively new, let's say, to the club. But, you know, our vision for, you know, what that relationship looks like moving forward has certainly aligned both from a member perspective, but also from a tournament perspective. So we're excited for the future. You know, basically the for this year's Mitsubishi Electric Classic beginning, you know, April 10th through 16th, you know, we have a variety of events leading up to the tournament as far as our Matt Ryan event, but also we have the Pro-Ams. John Maxwell hosts a Pro-Am just prior to the tournament, and then the tournament days themselves, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, April 14 through 16. So I'm excited. The grandstands are going up. Hospitality venues are being constructed. So it's a really exciting time, and everything looks great. Course is in fantastic condition. So it's been exciting for us. I think that, you know, the history of the club being able to host some great events and just having that, you know, kind of continue again moving into the future is really exciting. We're looking forward to seeing, you know, a great field. We have some pretty significant commitments going into this event, which, you know, include names Tom Watson, John Daly, Bernard Langer will be attending, Jose Maria Alfabel. There's going to be several that we're super excited about. We actually also have a local favorite, Billy Andrade, who was our host for our opening media day. So we're excited to have, you know, all of them aboard. I believe it's 34 of the 36 Charles Schwab Cup point holders are going to be attending this year's event. And I'm not 100% sure, but I believe there's going to be some pretty substantial names hopefully announced just before the event as well.
And I just saw this week where they announced the celebrities that are going to be in the tournament that play that one round. I think it's going to be John Smoltz and Tom Glavin and Warwick Dunn will be out there on Saturday.
Yeah. On Saturday, correct. They'll play within the groups of right. PGA Tour champions, so it's a pretty cool add-on to this event.
Smoltz could probably win the tournament. He should be on the regular tour.
Yeah, he may want to give it a go.
Yeah,
those guys battle it out pretty good. John and Mr. Glavin. It's a nice little add-on for the fans to get to see some of the local heroes and yeah, they can play some golf. That's for sure.
All right. Most important question, I guess, I'll ask in the entire interview for those that would like to find out more and maybe check into membership at TPC Sugarloaf. Where can they get that information?
So for any information on the club and obviously specifically membership, you can go to sugarloaf.tpc.com and all the information about the club, its amenities, membership opportunities are all available on the website.
All right, guys. Appreciate it very much. Thanks so much. And we found out today there's no such thing as a ladies' tee in golf.
Wrong. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
No, I was actually right about that. I'm just going to agree. Anyway, Mike Maloney and Jeff Gilland with TPC Sugarloaf here on Gwinnett Business Radio. All right, before we go on to our next guest, I want to let you know about we are in the Subaru of Gwinnett studio. And Subaru, it's all about love. It's what makes a Subaru. Get big savings and enjoy their hassle-free experience. Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and join the family today. Come on in and see the difference. If you're already a Subaruist, like me, then follow Subaru of Gwinnett's Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events. Next up here on the show, Lisa Ezard from Tiger Mountain Vineyards. I got the name right, Lisa?
You did.
All right. Tiger Mountain Vineyards, tell us where you're located and tell us all about the vineyards.
So I am sixth generation on Tiger Mountain Vineyards, and it's a small boutique winery. It's about 20 miles from the border of North Carolina. So if you start heading up into the Appalachians, we are in Raven County. You go past that gorgeous Tallulah Gorge and you arrive just before Clayton at Tiger, Georgia. We have a winery, a tasting room, and we have beautiful vineyards. And we also have a Red Barn Cafe, which is open. It's indoor, outdoor. It's opening at the end of April through the beginning of November.
People think of vineyards, they think of Napa Valley and so forth. They go, wait a minute, vineyards and a winery in North Georgia. Talk about the types of wine that you have up there. And what are, as far as the conditions, in Georgia when it comes to vineyards? What's that been like?
So that's a wonderful question. We are pretty much in a rainforest. So a lot of people think, Georgia wine, you can make fine wine in Georgia. Isn't that Muscadine and Moonshine, Georgia?
There you go.
Which it is. We are right down the street.
You did that very well, by the way.
Thank you. Both my parents are from the Deep South.
Okay.
My father was born in Tiger Mountain, on Tiger Mountain. And both of my parents are Deep Southerners. But we aren't Napa and we aren't Sonoma. So the fun of it is my father has pioneered a new wine growing area in northeastern Georgia. And you can't grow some of those wonderful big name wines that you know of, like Pinot Noir and Cabernet Sauvignon and Chardonnay. They don't grow in the Southeast. So my father, when he came back to grow, he started in 95. We had our first vintage in 1999. And he really went to Virginia and started to study what grows in the Southeast. And a farmer at heart, since he was born a farmer and became a urologist, doctor turned wine grower.
Okay.
A lot of doctors do that in their second profession.
A urologist.
Yes.
So at first he helps it come in and then he helps it go out.
Exactly.
Okay.
So we do grow.
You can tell him I said that. I'm sure he's heard that before.
I'm sure he's heard that before.
Yeah.
So we do grow a lot of unusual grapes. We have a Petit Manseng, which is a lot of people haven't heard of. It grows in the Pyrenees, near the Pyrenees, in Pau, in France. That my father pioneered bringing to Georgia. It's become a Southern classic. It loves this climate. We grow Viognier. That's our other white grape. We grow a grape called the Tanat. Grows really well in Uruguay. We grow Malbec. We're the only Georgia winery growing Malbec.
Okay.
That's a known grape. And then Touriga Nacional, that's our only Portuguese grape. That's the grape they make port wine out of. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm going to show my ignorance now. Now, the wines, if we're, us local folks here, and we want to buy local Georgia wines, we want to support the local economy. Are these also the names, you're mentioning the grapes and so forth, are these the names of the wines as well?
Right. So you're going to go into Whole Foods, and you're going to look for, hey, do you have any Tiger Mountain vineyards? You don't. Well, I'm looking for a local wine, Whole Foods. Okay. And you can ask for a Cabernet Franc. It'll say on the label, whatever that varietal is, that will be its name on the label. Aside from blends, we have a white blend called our White Tiger. Really beautiful. It's Viognier and Petit Manseng. And we have a blend of five grapes called our Raven Red. We are in Raven County. And we have a blend called Mountain San, C-Y-N, Cynthiana. And that's a really fun grape, Cynthiana or Norton, because it's the only indigenous grape. Thomas Jefferson grew it.
Mm-hmm.
It grows naturally in the Northeast. You won't see Norton in California. You will only see it in Virginia, Georgia, Missouri. And it's a really fun wine. It has a taste all its own. So that's half Cabernet Franc, half Cynthiana, Mountain Sin.
Okay. And you've got a big smile on your face when you're talking about these wines. If someone were to say, okay, give me one wine that that they're trying for the first time, which one would you recommend and why?
Well, what we've been fighting a little bit in Georgia is the sweet wine, because people are used to it culturally. I want a sweet wine. And we don't make sweet wine. We make very dry old world style wines. But if you come into the tasting room, it's really fun. And we love introducing people who are new to wine, fine wine, to the wines. And we usually pour like 9 to 10 wines at your tasting for $10. And we have local sweetgrass dairy cheeses. It's really fun. And you can start we have a couple wines that have maybe a little pinch of sweet. We also have a dessert wine with our Petit Manseng. And then we move you into the drier reds. And it's funny. I'll have guys who are pure full-on beer drinkers. They taste our Norton, which has our biggest pop as a red. I mean, it's the most robust. And they're like, ooh, I love this. I love this Norton. So it's fun to discover wines.
Mm-hmm.
The more you taste, the more you like.
Do you do wine tastings up there for someone that wants to come up and see the vineyards? Do you do tours? Do you do tastings?
We do tours and tastings. We're open once high season comes around. Starting end of April, we're open every day. And we're currently open Friday through Sunday until end of April.
All right.
But you can also get a tour and or tasting by appointment. And then our Red Barn Cafe, which opens at the end of April, is absolutely gorgeous. All the doors open out onto the vineyard and the mountains. So that's where you get to go back there. You feel like you're in France. Put down your gadgets. People stay for like 3 hours and actually have conversations.
and you see the vineyards and you're in the North Georgia Mountains.
It's just gorgeous. And we have an amazing chef this season. His name is David Sweeney. He had Dynamic Dish in Atlanta. He has a following.
Okay.
He puts his money where his mouth is. He's really into local organic. And so he really buys amazing produce. So you're going to get that on your plate.
Okay, for those in Atlanta that would like to go up to Tiger Mountain, talk about the area. Where can they stay? What are some of the things to do in addition to coming to the vineyards? And how much of a drive is it from, say, downtown Atlanta to Tiger Mountain?
Okay, so it's going to be about two, maybe less than two, depending on where you are, 2 hours.
Okay.
You are very close to Lake Burton and Lake Raven and Lake Seed. So we get a lot of lake people traffic, but you also can go to the lakes very easily. And then Highlands, which is also a really popular spot up in the mountains, just beyond us, about another 20 minutes.
So a nice weekend getaway for folks that are in the hustle and bustle of Atlanta.
Yeah.
Want to just get away.
They're just fun flea markets in Mountain City and, you know, tons of hiking trails. You can hike the Appalachian. You can just find gorgeous hikes as well. So it is really a lovely place to get away.
You mentioned your sixth generation. I can't do the math to figure out that. That's a long time ago when it all started. Talk about the history of the farm.
It's a wonderful place. My grandfather, he used to grow vegetables and he had a little shop. And he fought in World War II, Korea and Vietnam. Amazing man. And he did not believe in inflation. So he had blueberries, which were always 25 cents a quart. Mm-hmm. And we have a honors system, put money in box, which we still have. We still have blueberries. And there's just a box sitting out there and you can go pick your own and put your money in the box.
You feel like you went back in time when you come to visit. Back to a simpler, easier day.
Even though, unfortunately, the box did get stolen once. My daughter made another one and we put it back up there. And then eventually the barrel that the box was sitting on got stolen with the box once. But we're still at it. We're still going with the honor system.
All right.
But it's been vegetables, Christmas trees, a little bit of everything over the years. But my father, who was born there, really loves the land to the bottom of his heart. Until recently, he's 80.
Still around.
He was out morning with the sunrise and not back in till sundown. He really loves the land so much. And that's why we've been successful.
Yeah.
My mom and dad planted every grape. Talk about a labor of love.
Yeah. And you could probably taste it in the wines.
We are farmers at heart. And, you know, people don't have us on their radar when they think local. It's always local food. But we're farmers. We have one harvest a year. And then those grapes, the red grapes we harvested, they go in a barrel for two more years of loving care. And then we hand bottle them and then they sit for another 6 months. We're looking at 4 years out before you even have a product. It is true labor of love.
How much wine did you bring for us today? Here?
You know, I have anything you need. It's all in my car because I'm delivering. We're also delivering. We don't have a distributor anymore. So we're delivering again out of the back of our car.
All right, Mike and Jeff and I, we know we're going after this interview is over. We're talking with Lisa Ezard with Tiger Mountain Vineyards. And you mentioned the Red Barn Cafe. Is that open 7 days a week? When can people go there?
It is not open 7 days a week. Once we're open end of April, it's only Friday, Saturday nights for dinner.
Okay.
And Saturday, Sunday for lunch. But we also do have weddings, rehearsal dinners. We have beautiful wine pairing dinners there. So there are all kinds of possibilities.
Okay.
If you want to have a special event there.
Yeah.
And then we also have live music throughout the season. If you ever see Monica Spears, if you go to our website, she's like Nora Jones. Good.
Really?
So we have some really great music, really fun events. if you go to tigerwine.com.
All right. Well, we don't want to keep people waiting any longer. You mentioned tigerwine.com. Does that have the information as far as the vineyards, the restaurant, everything is there?
Everything. Vineyards, restaurant, hours, upcoming events.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tiger Mountain Vineyards and the website tigerwine.com. Anything that we're missing, Lisa?
If you want to become a wine club member.
You could become a member. Even better.
Over 2,000 wine club members. And we have two really amazing parties a year for them. One of them is coming up first weekend of May. It's called the Awakening of the Vines. And all of our wine club members come. The Abominable Seed and Feed Band from Atlanta comes. We pray through the vineyards. We have a huge bonfire with the last trimmings from the vines. And we celebrate up on the hill with great wine and food.
Just a big party up there in North Georgia.
It is one big party. And then harvest, too. People get to come and help us harvest.
Best time of the year to come visit.
Harvest is my... All the seasons are gorgeous, but harvest is really, really exciting because all the grapes are getting big and plump and juicy on the vine. You can walk through the vineyards and see them. Everyone's getting excited about the vintage. And it's just truly beautifully gorgeous in the fall. Spring as well, everything's in bloom, the bud break, the vineyards are just starting to get ready for the season. So those are two beautiful, beautiful times.
You know, if you had let us drink some wine before the show would have been even better.
We would have been laughing.
Yeah. Mike, did you have something to say? It looked like you were getting ready to say something there.
No comment.
No comment. Mike's like, where's the wine? Get us the bottles. Lisa, thank you for joining us and talking about the Tiger Mountain Vineyards. We wish you the continued success and six generations, hopefully several more generations to go up there.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Want to thank our guests today, Lisa Ezard with Tiger Mountain Vineyards and Mike Maloney and Jeff Gilland with TPC Sugarloaf for joining us here on the show. And want to remind our listeners that you can listen to this show or any of our shows anytime, 24/7, by going to GwinnettBusinessRadioX.com. All of the shows are there. They're all archived. And also go to Facebook and Twitter. We're all over social media, so make sure you follow us there. We've got a YouTube channel, so please subscribe to our Gwinnett Business Radio X YouTube channel. And as Stephen always likes to remind me, also go ahead and subscribe to our iTunes, where all our shows are available for download on iTunes. All right, again, thanks to Mike and Jeff and Lisa and for Trey.
Yes. I just want to say happy birthday to Stephen, by the way.
Yeah, not here, but happy birthday, Stephen, wherever you may be with the family. He'll be back next time. And for the rest of our crew here at Business Radio X, I'm Mike Salmon, and we'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.
To be the man, you got to beat the man.